USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Things will get worse before they get better, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health.
When you're dealing with a virus outbreak, you are always behind where you think you are. If we have a worst case scenario, we've got to admit it, we could be overwhelmed. Are we going to have a worst case scenario? I don't think so. I hope not. What are we doing to not have that worst case scenario? That's when you get into the things that we're doing.
He was on Fox News Sunday. The White House is working to increase testing. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
You want to have testing. And I think what the president has done with that public-private partnership, every community either has a CVS, a Walgreens, a Target, or a Walmart, to be able to open up their parking lots to have this testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Travel from the UK has been suspended from the coronavirus. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf.
The President made the decision due to the rising number of cases in the UK to apply these restrictions to both the UK and Ireland. So as we move forward, again, these restrictions bar travel for certain foreign nationals who have been present in the UK or Ireland in the past 14 days. And again, that goes effective midnight Monday.
A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule from going into effect next month that was expected to cut food stamps for nearly 700,000 people. The new federal rule would place stricter requirements on states' award of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly called food stamps. Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court in Washington said SNAP was a cornerstone of the effort to reduce hunger and hunger's adverse effects. The Department of Agriculture announced the new rule in December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
An art fraud investigation team announced Friday that none of the Museum of Bible's Dead Sea Scroll fragments is actually genuine. The results of the third-party scientific analysis by Art Fraud Insights came more than a year after the museum determined that five of its fragments were fake and removed them from the exhibition. Museum officials said they plan to continue using the services of Art Fraud Insights to analyze the facility's entire collection. Before it opened in 2017, the Museum of the Bible's collection came under scrutiny by critics of the collecting practices of Hobby Lobby President Steve Green, who donated some of the exhibits at the museum. The Green family has collected about 40,000 artifacts worth more than $205 million over the past decade. The 2020 Democratic White House frontrunner is picking up a huge endorsement. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The United States' largest labor union endorsing Democrat Joe Biden. The National Education Association making the announcement on Saturday that it's endorsing Biden's efforts to secure the Democratic nomination ahead of the November general election. The teachers' union boasts over 3 million members and is likely to boost Biden's path towards winning the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.